You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now, sitting and very, very patiently waiting for us down at the Visitors Information Centre, I have Marie. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi, Johnny, and hi to all the listeners.
Lovely to hear your voice back again.
Yes, thank you. I've got some voice left, so hopefully get through today's run through.
Definitely, no worries at all. So we have an interesting weekend coming up by the sounds of things.
We've got, a few things happening to, keep people out and about and active during these cold winter days.
So, excellent.
Yeah, we'll kick off with tonight, a great Friday night thing happening at the RSL Club. They've got an Elvis tribute show, Peter Triantis as Elvis to the T, and he's been very popular in previous years before COVID with sellout shows, so the advice is get in early. It is free, but the earlier you get in, the more chance you've got of getting a seat in the Members Lounge tonight. It kicks off sort of on or around 8 o'clock, just whenever their Friday night raffle finishes.
Right.
So you get to go along and, hear from this tribute artist, all your favourite Elvis hits, Suspicious Minds, All Shook Up, Return to Sender, some of the great classics that, we know Elvis is known for. So, get your dancing shoes and it should be a fun night.
I reckon a little bit of rock and roll and coming up there, that's for sure.
Exactly, So that's, a bit of entertainment tonight. We've also got this weekend National Tree Day happening on Sunday, so that's exciting. It's an opportunity to celebrate trees, which, we do a pretty good job of here in Shepparton and, our surrounding areas as well. We're so lucky with the Goulburn River and the beautiful River Red Gums, but tree planting is quite a big thing, and Greater Shepparton, of course, has done very well lately with some accolades for the amount of trees planted with their One Tree Per Child program. But here's an opportunity, if you've ever thought you wanted to get your hands dirty and get in and contribute some more trees to the environment, to go along and plant some trees along with Greater Shepparton City Council and Planet Ark. It'll, of course, be natives and some shrubs and ground covers that they'll be planting.
That'll be absolutely great,
Up on the north side of Maroopna, so heading out along the Echuca Road from Maroopna and just in along Hugger Drive.
Right, no worries at all. I noticed they did a couple of lines of those trees at the end of Charles Street not long back, and it looks absolutely impressive. The huge lines of these little trees coming up.
So it should be great fun. It's only a couple of hours to pitch in and help out and, have a bit of a fun time meeting some other people. They actually provide the planting gear, including governor's gloves and tools.
Right.
But if you have got your own favourite pair of gloves, feel free to take that along.
Yep.
Wear some sturdy footwear and, of course, the weather forecast for Sunday. Look, they're saying rain later in the day, so you might want to just pack a light rain jacket just in case, perhaps.
Yep. And that's a Barbie lunch at the end of it too, I believe.
Exactly. Free Barbie lunch at the end, thanks to the Shepparton Lions Club. So you do get rewarded for your efforts there in helping out. So,
fantastic, that one.
Great event. Yeah, good to get along and enjoy that. I just wanted to highlight this weekend, there's a couple of exhibitions that have been really popular, but they are both finishing this weekend. It's your last chance to see. So, first of all, the Shepparton Art Museum as presentation of Art in Conflict. This is the touring exhibition that they've had from the National War Memorial in Canberra. And, so we've been very privileged and lucky to have that here as the only venue in Victoria. But it does wrap up this weekend, so make sure you do get along to SAM. Open between 10 and 4 daily, of course. Finishes on Sunday, this exhibition. And certainly some very interesting pieces of work there on display. So, wander along. Of course, you've got, Victoria Park Lake right on the doorstep, so, go for a stroll as well.
Yeah, good move, yep.
The bird life at the moment, I can certainly attest, is looking really fantastic around the lake. Go for my walks at lunchtime, and it's certainly something to enjoy.
Absolutely excellent.
The other exhibition that's finishing up is at MOVE, Museum of Vehicle Evolution.
Oh, yep.
And that's the Unravelling Lace exhibition in the Lowell Thompson collection. So they've had quite a feature of some of the pieces from the collection of items of lace work. And, of course, lace is just, it's a fascinating skill.
Oh, it sure is,
so interesting to see the different styles and types that are on on display there, and some very historic pieces as well. So yeah, if you haven't been along yet, that's certainly a good one to see before they change up the exhibition again there.
I can knit a little bit, but I don't have the patience for that lace work. That is absolutely amazing. It really is.
So again, MOVE is open daily from 10 till 4, and you've got the fantastic precinct of Emerald Bank there on the doorstep as well, so you can have a bit of an explore while you're there. I did hear this week that Riverside Gardens, with their mini golf, have completely renovated or redone one of the holes on the mini golf. So might be fun to go along and have a bit of a hit and a giggle as well.
Yeah, I reckon she's definitely hit and giggle that one, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I just thought I'd project into next week, because happening on Tuesday is the next instalment of Afternoon Delights at East Bank. And this time it's It Takes Two, Love's Greatest Duets from the Stage to the Screen and Everything in Between. So Carla Hilliam and Jonathan Guthrie Jones are the two performers who are going to be performing some fantastic duets. Songs like Simply the Best, I Got You Babe, Shallow, Something Stupid, All I Ask of You, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's quite a bit of variety here.
Sounds like it.
And lots more besides. So this one sounds like a great afternoon delights. And of course, it's always it's a really good value presentation, this one. Full tickets are $26.50. Members get $5 off that, and also people get booking as a group of six or more.
That's not an expensive show, is it?
No, but great entertainment, great vibe, and yeah, a nice light afternoon tea provided as well. So
even better.
Sure, get that one in on Tuesday. Should be a good event.
So exactly right, Marie.
There you go. It wraps it up for this weekend. We hope everyone can get out and out, enjoy and explore. But if you want to know more, you can check out our website, visitshepparton.com.au, or we're on the socials, particularly Facebook and Insta, as Visit Shepparton. Or you can contact us by a phone, 5832 9330. We're open every day in the visitor centre on the ground floor of SAM from 9 till 5. Do drop in and say hi. We'd love to talk to you.
Fantastic, Marie. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you once again. I've enjoyed talking to the other ladies in the last few weeks, but nice to have you back on the air again.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to talking to you again next week. There we go, Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Fantastic.
Hi, guys. Peter Cardamone from Cardamone Real Estate in the beautiful Goulburn Valley. I love my sport, and calling AFL footy is my passion. So he'll come from 12 metres. Nana's worked as he brought it back.
He's got
it. What a goal. The day, and because he's got two. Real estate across the Goulburn Valley is booming, increasing 30% over the past 12 months, and a rental yield of over 5%. It's time you invested into the Goulburn Valley. Call me, Peter Cardamone, to chat all things real estate. Visit cardamonerealestate.com.au, and right across the Goulburn Valley, from Shep, Kyalla, Maroopna, to Lamba and Tatura, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 5821 2111. That's 5821 2111.
1FM sponsor.
A 1FM community service announcement.
It's rare and powerful to help someone who is scared, anxious, and confused as they face the courts of law. It's challenging and inspirational to empower people to manage their day in court. Court Network is a unique service of professionally trained volunteers giving practical and emotional support to people in courts across Victoria. More volunteers are needed for the Shepparton Magistrates Court. You can learn more by contacting Court Network at www.courtnetwork.com.au or you can call 1-800-681-614. That's www.courtnetwork.com.au or call 1-800-681-614. This has been a community service announcement on 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.